This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Why didn't either of you tell me parenting was going to be hard? Nobody warned me at all. Both of you?
Oh my God.
I'm not a parent.
It's not. Yeah, you. Do you think he's doing this on purpose, Aaron, to try to get me to compliment him? Do you think he's fishing right now?
I don't think so.
I think he might be.
I don't know, because he has said that he's learned a lot of parenting advice from you, so I don't know why
he's
angry.
I don't think he's ever said that.
No,
I think
he has.
I think
because you have learned from your mistakes.
Right, so he's learned from my mistakes. He's learned. It's like
it's still from you.
Oh yeah, God. I still take the information.
The
I take it
no.
to heart.
No, because you like, were like, you have to sleep train. I know it sucks. But and it you don't want to hear them cry, you have to do it. And they did it, and it's one of the greatest things.
But I think it's like going up to somebody and going, like, whoever wrote the song Aqua Girl?
Barbie.
Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Yeah,
Barbie.
That. And going up to them, like, oh my God, I learned so much about songwriting from you. I'm like, oh my, really? It's like, yeah, how not to? I don't do any of the stupid things you do. Your song sucks. Like that. That's what you're saying he did with me. It's like, I watched you parent and it taught me so much on how not to do it.
No, because you said what you did wrong. That would be like Aqua being like, we created the most annoying song on the planet. Please don't do this.
Okay, you're right. Well, anyway, whether he's fishing or not, I'm about to do something that is going to hurt me a lot.
You don't have to do this. You don't.
Have made parenting look really easy. You and your wife, your son, through the bulk of his first 3.5 years was the most easygoing, like no colic, diaper, potty train.
Yeah.
And your daughter, the same thing. So it brings me a little bit of joy to hear that you're roughing it right now.
Yeah. I maybe declared victory a little too early. Is that it?
You were like, I got it wired at 4. What could go wrong?
Well, I wonder if you've been in a similar situation. Okay. So my son is in school, and we were alerted the other day that he got in trouble at school.
Oh,
which he's, you know, there's in preschool you don't get in trouble. It's just kind of like the teachers are like, hey, we just want you to know that this is kind of going on, and we had to kind of correct him a few times. It's not like he got detention or anything.
Okay.
But the latest, actually, the teacher didn't tell us. My son told my wife, and then she informed me when dad got home. You know, I gotta tell.
Did she do the when dad got home thing? My mom used to do that all the time.
Probably
not at 4.
Oh yeah.
Really?
My dad built houses.
Yeah, you were scared of your dad. It's not going to work on Leo. He's
my dad is 88 years old, and I'm still petrified of the man.
Yeah, Leo's not scared.
No, of you?
Currently, no.
Nobody's scared of you.
Yeah, Angie, no one is.
Nobody. Okay, sorry. Okay, so when your dad gets home, he's going to make this easier on you.
Well, so I got home and she's like, well, Leo told me about something that happened at school. So step one, we're good because he came forth
okay,
with the information
he admitted it.
On his own. And he said that he had gotten in trouble because him and another friend were using too much potty talk at school. And I feel very disappointed. and very proud at the same time, given what I do, what we do for work. I feel responsible. It's definitely me. I'm the jokester. I'm the
potty talk, though.
Get away, push the limit a little bit. And so how do I tell them?
Hey, can I ask, by potty talk, are you talking about poop pee jokes, or are you saying cuss words?
I think it's poop pee stuff.
I don't think T-Yak talks like me. My kids.
Yeah, I don't swear like that. No one does.
We try to keep up. Just throwing
you guys
everywhere.
It has been a long time since you hung out with my kids. You got to hang out with them.
Have they fully adopted?
Oh my God.
In between words.
The student has become the master. What's up? They're so good at it. Even my daughter, I'm like, wow.
I'm not even mad. That's impressive.
She's worked in the words that you're like, no one says.
Mm.
And just with enough cuteness behind it, you're like, okay.
I'll let it slide.
So it wasn't potty words. It was just potty talk.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of young boys, there's a lot of the private parts that get, I think, they're all the words we can say, but now I don't want to say them in case he's listening and he might be like, well, dad says I'm on the radio. And it's like, well, but there's a time and the place for time for potty talk. If you're trying to be funny, there's a time to make a cruder joke than you would. And there's a time to make a more appropriate joke.
You made jokes when you were in middle school. Like in school, that's how you learned your craft.
That's part of it. I'm feeling like, okay, I like he's being a little silly. I'm a little silly. I get that. I get that impulse. But also I don't want him to go to be too silly and be the class to not listen to the teacher and all those things. So how do I has this happened to you?
Did you want to maybe write this all down and we could do an OPP? Today we have T-Hack. No, I understand.
Especially when it's something that I clearly do. Like, how do I tell him, hey, don't do that thing that I...
I want to see, Aaron, do you have anything you could throw at me right now?
I've got a mouse.
No, okay, don't do that. I just want to know, because my first inclination was to say boys will be boys.
Mm.
And I know that's not an excuse, because when it comes to like grabbing a girl, that's not cool, man.
That's not what you mean.
But like for the longest time, it's like, oh man, you gotta let boys be boys. They're just exploring. It's like, but like boys just think farts are funny.
Mm-hmm.
They
Especially,
just do.
Yeah, 4 and 5 year old boys. That is,
I think,
peak comedy.
Exactly. Toddlers in general at that time.
So
I think that's one thing that you have to say that's okay at home, not in public or not. Okay. Outside of the house.
Because we do have, he'll get into the booty talk and stuff here and there. And then it's like, all right, that's enough. Because we're trying to teach him, like, at a certain point, now it's no longer funny. Now it's just
annoying,
crude, inappropriate, all those things. But there's a way, so we're trying to, are we forming this comedian, or are we teaching him bad things? Or should we just be like, hey, none of that, cut it out, stop.
I think we should get texts. I think people can text in. If you're a boy or girl, if your kids took it too far into the potty talk or whatever. Is a school wrong for even admonishing him? Because it's just kind of, there's a certain point.
And to defend the school, they didn't even tell, they didn't tell either of the parents. Leo was the one who said, hey.
Because he has enough guilt.
I kind of got separated from my other friend because we were doing the potty talk.
So text into 51059. Is a school wrong? Is his son wrong? Or any advice you have?
Or is T-Hack wrong?
I think all the texts for before what I'm about to say will be the school was wrong or whatever and that whatever. But we want you to keep texting because I'm about to ask T-Hack another question.
Oh, okay.
Are you the person who bought your son a whoopee cushion? His newest toy is a fart machine.
My daughter plays with it too.
You and Aaron were talking about buying fart guns yesterday.
I did buy Patrick one, but I have not given it to him
yet. Is this a child problem?
I blew up the whoopee cushion so many times before I came in today. I have no idea.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the
the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.